This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. This is the last one before Christmas. And so what I do is give the people in the studio, Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright, and Mark Cox, headlines. And they have to tell me if they are real or if they are fake.
Fake.
Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't started yet. Go ahead, no. Please.
Because Kim's going to say real because I said fake. I know how this works. But
see,
it's okay.
And Kim was so disbelieving last week about Christmas trees that Missouri prefers real Christmas trees because she did a poll of everyone that she knows and they all said they have fake.
I prefer a real Christmas tree, but that doesn't mean I have one.
It's science.
Who has like $90 to drop on a tree every single year and then water the dang thing every year?
Just go ahead and pay $500 and get a fake one, and then you've got it covered for
forever.
The next 10 years.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Until the lights go out.
Until those lights go out. So Kim won last week, and Kim St. Ange, real or fake, Illinois prefers real trees.
Here we go.
Real or fake?
Fake.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Mark Cox.
Well, I'm going to go real just because of all the God-loving patriots I know that live in southern Illinois that want to go out and cut their own darn tree down.
Illinois prefers fake trees.
Oh, see, that's Cook County. I know what's screwed that up. Thank you.
Ethan Bright, real or fake, the state of California prefers fake trees.
Oh, here we go again.
Real or fake?
They prefer fake trees?
That's what I said.
I will go real on that one.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to go real on that because it's a state filled with Cook counties.
Kim St. Ange.
I'm going to randomly, they're kind of bougie out there. I'm going to randomly say that's fake. They prefer real trees.
It is real.
Well, darn.
They don't have enough water fake out there.
Mark Cox.
Fair
yes.
Point.
Real or fake? The state of Hawaii prefers real trees.
Are we just going with every state here?
No.
How
we
many
are covering
questions
every
like this can we expect?
Single state.
I think he's rubbing it in your
I'm
face.
Doing one for each of you.
My guess is that is fake, Carl, because I don't think they grow Christmas trees out there and on the top of that mountain. So my guess is that the question is, do they prefer
real?
Real. So I'm going to say that is fake.
Kim St. Ange. You love Mark's reasonings?
Yeah, he makes a good point. I was actually going to say the opposite, only
just to be the opposite of it.
Just to be the opposite.
But I'll agree with Mark that it's fake.
Ethan Bright.
Three in a row, I'm going with Mark. Fake.
It is fake.
Thank you.
They prefer fake trees. Alaska, on the other hand, prefers real
Well, they got
well
lots
that
of
makes sense.
They got lots of real
That's
Christmas
why
trees
I didn't
up there.
Ask
Thank
that
you.
One. Thank you. Real or fake, Kim St. Ange. In New York City, there is a law prohibiting the display of natural Christmas trees in retail stores. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
Yeah, I'll say real.
Mark Cox.
I'd say that's real.
It is real.
Fire hazard.
I was just going to say fire hazard.
There you go. All right.
Ethan Bright. Real or fake? In Philadelphia, there's a law prohibiting natural trees in high-rise buildings.
I'll go real for the same reason.
Mark Cox.
Repeat the question, please.
In Philadelphia, there is a law prohibiting natural trees in high-rise buildings.
I'll go real.
I'll say real because of fire hazard, having to evacuate the whole building.
That is true. You are all correct.
Wow. How about
done,
that?
Everybody.
See?
Also, in buildings that are designed to house two or more families. So like apartment
duplex.
Buildings.
Couldn't have a duplex.
Well, yeah, because if your idiot neighbor's not taking care of their tree, they could burn the whole place down.
Thank you. What if there's a squirrel in there or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's next? I think it's
Mark.
Either Ethan or Mark. Mark.
I believe it's Mark.
Mark Cox, real or fake, in Arkansas, the sale of alcoholic beverage is prohibited on Christmas Day. Real or fake?
Take your time, Mark.
I'm going to go with fake.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
Ethan Bright.
I was going to go real.
It is real. You can buy. You can drink them. You just cannot buy them.
At all.
In Arkansas on Christmas Day at all.
I remember when I first moved to Nashville. I think things have changed now, but I tried to buy wine or something on a Sunday, and they're like, you're not from here, are you? At that time, you could not buy alcohol
on
a Sunday.
Yeah, but I drove,
we had that for a while.
I drove through there on my way back from Florida one time on a Sunday, and you could buy it, but you couldn't buy it till like noon. So I figured there was,
that's how
you could buy it
here
on Christmas Day after noon, but you can't.
I remember here, it used to be never,
then it was...
And then they stopped it at midnight on Saturdays, and then they wouldn't let you do it till 10.
I know, it's crazy.
And now we got rid of all of
them. Yeah, we're all sots now.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake, in San Diego, you can only have Christmas lights up until Groundhog Day. Real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to say real just because I hope it's true.
I'm going with fake. Lots of Hoosiers in Southern California.
It is real. You can be fined up to $250.
In San Diego proper?
In San Diego. You have until February 2nd.
San Diego.
In Maine,
is
it's even
really
worse.
Is that really enforced, though? It's one of those things where they say this is you're going to get a ticket, but are you really going to get a ticket?
In Maine, it's January 15th.
What if they're really cool lights?
Sure.
Well, they're permanent lights that they sell now.
Ethan Bright. Real or fake, the Frank Sinatra version is more popular than the Michael Bublé version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, according to Billboard. Frank, more popular than Michael Bublé.
I'm going to say fake if it's according to Billboard.
Mark Cox.
I will say real.
Fake.
It is fake. Michael Bublé is more popular
currently. That's unbelievable.
I don't know what to tell you. Mark Cox, I'm going to tell you this. Real or fake, the Bing Crosby version is more popular than the Drifters version of White Christmas on Billboard. Real or fake?
Real.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
I'll go real.
Yet you all love Home Alone, where that is very, but it is Bing Crosby.
Okay, thank you. Has to be.
I know.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? The Madonna version is more popular than the Eartha Kitt version of Santa Baby, according to Billboard.
Fake.
I am hoping that's fake.
Mark,
I'm going to go with real.
It's fake. The Eartha Kitt is more
popular. It's the Billboard thing that got me. That's Ethan's fault.
But you know who won? Winning. Ethan Bright takes the last one before Christmas. We still have one more before the end of the year. But congratulations, Ethan.
Yeah, congratulations, Ethan.
Way to go, I guess.
Me up with that whole Billboard comment.
I'd like to thank DayQuil for this since I'm on medicine.
Is this your acceptance speech?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the only one I'm going to get this year, so I might as well take it.
So one more.
Man,
one more before the end of the year. I'm not here next week.
Nor am I. Have fun, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully the voice is better by then. They're abandoning me.
Get more at 971talk.com.